Tim Cahoon, COHOON, Deputy Chief in Braintree. You've already had the update from the chief and the mayor earlier on how this started, but to summarize again, it began a little after 9:25 this morning, where a person brandished a firearm in a group home on Holbrook Ave. That person then went into a room, their room in the group home, and responding officers made it to his door, and they had some conversation. He was unwilling to come out, and he made some verbal threats. From there, they set up a perimeter. They called Metro SWAT to take over that perimeter and to take over the operation, with Braintree PD handling the outer perimeter. Braintree Fire was also utilized with some of their apparatus, Mass State Police, and Metro ISU and Metro Crisis Negotiations were also on scene. At about, I'm not sure exactly what time it was, but there was some dialogue throughout. There was a lot of moving parts to this operation, and basically we knew that there may be some aspect of mental health here, and we wanted to give this person every chance to come out peacefully. The apparatus was set up around the structure. You would have noticed some of the tower trucks being used. We were doing everything we could to put things in place to make sure the community was safe, as there was pretty good intelligence that he had a firearm. We also had independent intelligence from a witness that had seen him with a firearm previously. About 25 minutes ago, they had made verbal contact with him. He came out of the apartment door and was had a firearm in hand. And the SWAT operators that were on the third floor happened to be in a really good position of cover that they had set up out there, and they engaged him with less lethal munitions. He went back inside of the room. This happened again. At one point, he made his way down to the end of the hallway and ended up in a stairwell where he was engaged again with less lethal munitions. After a significant struggle, he was taken into custody by the SWAT operators on scene. And you may have seen him come out. He was still struggling as he was put into the ambulance. We're not ready to identify the suspect yet. That could be coming later. But he has been taken to an area hospital with minor injuries.
Is this the best outcome you could ask for?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to these operations. And the reason why we do this and go above and beyond that is to protect, you know, the sanctity of life. And even though this person had committed a crime earlier, and a violent crime, by pointing a firearm at somebody, we also, you know, taken into account that there were some mental health aspects of this. We had negotiators. We had crisis CIT trained officers on scene. And we wanted to make sure that we set everything up to reach a condition as if that he came out shooting, that nobody would be in danger. And we wouldn't necessarily have to use lethal force. If we have to, we have to. But we try to do everything we can to avoid that possibility.
Did he fire his weapon?
He did not fire his weapon.
He was armed.
Right now, he was holding what appears to be a firearm, yes.
What kind of firearm was it?
I don't have that information.
Is it a rifle or
a handgun.
Is it a handgun? Are the residents are relieved? Relief for officers involved in this?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a big disruption to the community. This is a big disruption to the businesses in town and, you know, the schools in the area. So, obviously, to have it resolved like this is good. I mean, I'm sure some people wanted it resolved earlier, but we take our time with these. This is a barricaded subject. We were able to get everybody out of the building at the time. And, you know, it's just, it plays out the way it plays out, and we were fortunate to have the outcome that we had.
Chief, this went on for hours. Did he break off communications with you? Is that what happened?
It must have been pretty intense. He had initial conversations with the officers when they initially responded, and almost no communication pretty much all day up until about maybe a half hour ago.
And that was when he came out those two times?
No, there was some like verbal exchanges with the SWAT operators from inside the apartment.
And can you give a sense of what he was saying? Was it threatening?
I don't know. It was just with the SWAT operators. They radio that they've had engagement conversation with him. So they know, you know, it confirms that he's in there. He's talking to us, not willing to come out peacefully. And like Deputy Cahoon said, he did come out, engaged, and went back in several times. So it was a very dynamic situation for about, and very tense for about 10 minutes. you know, where he made his way down a stairwell and they got into a physical altercation with him, fighting with him to take him into custody.
So even at the end, he never surrendered.
No, and it, you know, and quite honestly, it's a tremendous amount of restraint by all of the SWAT operators that they know he's armed with a handgun, and he's already come out brandishing that to residents and them earlier, a couple minutes earlier. And the fact that they, you know, went hands-on and engaged with him just speaks volumes for the professionalism of this team and these officers, and how important it is to engage these people and really do everything we can possible before we have to use any type of deadly force.
Any ideas where this gun came from?
No idea. I mean, that's going to be all part of the investigation now as we start backtracking and figuring out, you know, how this even started and how, you know, how he came about with this weapon and, you know, his history, which we don't know anything about at this point.
How about your, the men and women that responded, are they okay? Anybody get hurt?
No injuries from the police side at all. And like I said, very minimal for him. It was really from the physical altercation and getting hit with some less lethal rounds. I mean, you know, there's some serious damage. You know, you can get pretty significant damages, but he didn't appear to have any at this point. He's transported to the hospital. He'll be in custody and hopefully arraignment on, you know, for the charges that we have on Monday, I'm assuming, at this point.
Chief, how stressful are these calls for your department?
They're very stressful. You know, we just recently had a pretty significant incident, and that's fresh on everybody's mind, obviously. Some of the same officers that were at that one are here today. So it seems as if mental health is a huge crisis in this country. We're responding to these issues more and more often. We currently have two full-time mental health clinicians that work for us, and they're engaged daily with multiple calls of all sorts. So this is, unfortunately, the mental health crisis, you know, we deal with every day, and it adds a lot, significant amount of stress, you know, to the department and the community. And this is a tremendous disruption for this whole town. I want to thank everybody. Appreciate it. And we still have some work to do. So
thank you all.
Thanks. Dan, can you still hear me?
We can still hear you, Lenny.
So that was Braintree Police Chief Mark DuBois, who says that the suspect is in custody. He approached SWAT operators who used less lethal rounds. And then about a short span of time later, he tried to exit a hallway brandishing what police say was a firearm. They then used more non-lethal rounds. They were able to take this person into custody, but they said it was a violent struggle to take this person into custody. He was transported to an area hospital, and Police Chief Mark DuBois says that he will likely be arraigned on Monday on these charges, but they also believe that it was a mental health issue, so they had crisis negotiators on scene to try to talk with this person. But for now, in Braintree, that scene has been resolved. Had started out with a person who had brandished a firearm towards a roommate, but the police here said that the situation is resolved. They'll still be on scene here on Washington Street and Holbrook Ave for an extended period of time, but no injuries to officers or anyone else was what the police chief said. But for now, in Braintree, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.
Okay, thank you so much, Lenny. So once again, that situation resolved in Braintree for the time being. Suspect taken into custody with minor injuries. No injuries to officers. However, police are still on that scene. We'll have more for you on this story at the 4, 5, and 6 o'clock newscast right here on 95.9 WATD.